Next is letter two, Dr. Goodsell, copy the letter, Dr. Biswas regarding patient Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, last name Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, date of birth is 10-17-1945. Dear Dr. Goodsell, Dr. Biswas, it's a pleasure. The pleasure seeing patient Raymond Masters in the office on 1-23-2013, per as you recall. This is a 67-year-old Caucasian male, and this is seen by myself in the office on 7-11-2000 for evaluation. Abnormally C per at that time related exertional dysmia, felt to be secondary to asbestosis, otherwise without complaints period. A stress occurred and was completed, nor be negative for disposable ischemia period. Patient suffering with evidence of congestive heart failure, placed on Lasix Xeroxil with good diuresis improvement symptoms period. Patient with recurrent congestive heart failure, ultimately underwent coronary geography, show normal coronaries without in coronary stenosis, normal left systolic function, ejection fraction, as well as normal left ventricular diastolic pressure suggests normal diastolic function period. He's ultimately placed on Lasix, 80 milligrams BID, period, appears to be diuresing well at present time period. He denies any chest discomfort per se, shortness of breath at rest, nausea, arm diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, orthopnea, P&D, period. Again, he is concerned about his shortness of breath, as well as fatigue, as well, and apparent fluid retention, period. Paragraph. Physical exam, vitals as follows. Heart rate of 60, respiratory 20, blood pressure 164/94, weight is 360 pounds, height is 5'11", period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or corroborative stenosis, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2/6 systolic murmur, period. No S3 or S4 appreciated. PMI appears non-displaced. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period, extreme warm, dry, without cyanosis, pallor, edema, period, pulse were intact, times four extremities, period. Paragraph, impression one, coronary artery disease, status pulse non-insufficient with infarction, number two, congestive heart failure, number three, mild mitral regurgitation, next number, hypertension, extra diabetes, extra hyperlipidemia, next number of COPD, next number chronic kidney disease, period. Paragraph. Recommendation one, patient continue, number one, patient started an IMDR 30 milligrams daily, period, prescription has been transmitted to CVS pharmacy. Number two, he's otherwise continued coronary records, period, in my case, patient, next number, a patient schedule an echocardiogram for the evaluation of his congestive heart failure to assess LV systolic function, as well as follow-up previously known mitral regurgitation, next number, patient follow-up in 1 month or prior as needed. Next number, we did discuss coronary angiography and definitive evaluation. Period, however, patient with significant under, renal insufficiency at baseline, and there would be increased risk for worsening renal function. Period, patient is, does understand this and does not wish coronary angiography at this time. Period. Paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing me to personally take care of this patient and question concerns. Please don't hesitate to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott Comedio.